Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You might ask yourself, Joker, why are you reading this story? Because I am a single man. I'm a single bachelor living in Montana. Well, I'll tell you why. Because this is not about your safety. This is about controlling you. And if you're going to be a good bachelor, if you're going to be an independent thinker, if you're going to be a smart guy, you need to understand at a certain point in time that you have to draw the line in the sand where you say, that's it, no more. Now, whether that means that's it, I'm going to go vote the way that I think is going to resolve this problem. Whether you say, you know what, I'm just going to have a protest, that I'm going to do it anyway. And if I end up getting a fine or getting taken off to jail, then I'm going to go because you're not going to hold me back. You know, you have to find these. But the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because more and more now I see that and I don't want to get political about this, but I see more of government wanting to control the way that we live our lives. Now, you can say, well, it's safety of others and you have to be mindful of, hey, I get it. And, you know, even though I'm in an area right now where there's no law that says that you have to put on a mask or you have to do anything like that, I'd say 90% of people still are because they want to make other people around them comfortable. And they don't want to make other people uncomfortable. Now, if you're me, then you stick one in your pocket and you throw it on whenever you're going to be around a couple other people just so you don't bother them. But I don't want to go down there. I want to talk about how off the rails some of these governments are going, and how, again, at some point you know, because there's part of me that says, hey, you know, if things just went this crazy, am I going to stay here? Do I now look for, at least in the case of the United States, am I going to look for a different state that I want to live in? If everywhere goes like this, do I really consider maybe just moving to another country? Like, I'm not some big crazy guy on this stuff, but you do have to understand that we're really looking at some massive, massive changes in the way a lot of people think and how they want to tell you what to do. Just for example, look at the recent Yay Girl Power movement, how quickly it went from men and all of us are equal and we're all wonderful, living our happy lives and everybody's great, and hey, let's just get on with it, to men bad, white bad, this bad, this religion bad, you think free thinking bad, you not wearing masking bad. It's to a critical breaking point, I think. I think people have had enough. Let me read a little bit about this story, and then you can see why I kind of say I think it's more about control than it is about your safety. UK couples living apart are now banned from intimacy under the new bug rule as of October 16th, 2 days ago. British lovebirds aren't hot for this new law. Some couples living apart in the UK aren't allowed to have intimacy and are now forbidden from meeting up anywhere but outside under a strict new bug measure. Okay, but I thought we were supposed to not go out and be close to other people, but now and we were supposed to stay home. But now when you say, okay, I'll stay home, but I'm going to stay home with somebody that I care about, we'll watch movies, a little Netflix and chill. No, you can't do that either. The new law orders romantic partners who haven't been shacking up or self-isolating to not touch each other, government officials told The Guardian on Friday. Now, look, I understand probably better than most people that you can go years without physical contact with another human being. I don't necessarily think of it as a matter of pride, but hey, it is what it is. When you've got busy other activities, it's just, and you're, I think, older and a little bit more, I don't know, not as dependent on that kind of thing, you're not bothered by that. But basically, you're already taking people that have been having troubles getting work, either their place of business has been closed down, you can't go to the movies in a lot of places, you can't go out to eat, or if you do, it's outdoors, and even though it's becoming winter, and You got people already bummed out, and then you're going to try to take this away from them. I mean, give me a break. The purpose of the measures we've put in place is to break the chain of transmission between households, and the scientific advice is that there is greatest transmission of the virus indoors. Okay, so what happened to flattening the curve? Now it's just nope, no more. Can't have a single case is too much. Now we have to completely eradicate it before we go back to life as normal. This is unrealistic. We've been flattening the curve instead of here in the United States for 15 days. We're now coming up on, I don't know, like 150 days. I mean, it was, February, March, I think. And now we're looking at October. That's 8 months. I mean, what's 240 days now? Some observers were hot and bothered by the ban. Couples can't have intimacy, yet pubs are still open. Well, that way you can go drink your problems away instead of, so if you're feeling lonely and bad, don't go see your girl, go get yourself a cold pint and go watch some footy or some football. The UK is making such a S show of this bug, one critic bashed on Twitter. The rule applies to couples in so-called tier two areas where residents face a high risk of contracting the bug. Again, I just saw Trump go through it, 70-something year old guy, and he's like, 2 days, and he's like, I'm good. I still don't know anybody personally that has gotten it. it comes as major UK cities, including London and Essex, are set to become Tier 2 areas at midnight Friday. Under Tier 2 rules, partners who are in each other's support bubbles to households that only socialize with each other. So in other words, if you're isolated and she's isolated and you two don't go out anywhere else in public, then you can get frisky and stay overnight. But if partners aren't in each other's bubbles, they're only allowed to rendezvous outside, must stay 6 feet apart. The law makes an exception if one person in the couple lives alone. So I guess if I'm single and that other person's single, then we're okay. But if I have a roommate, I can't. I mean, how many young guys and gals out there are 19, 20, 21, 22, whatever in that range, they're going to college and they have dorm roommates, they've got regular room. I mean, I had a roommate probably up until I was 26 or 27, 28, something like that, when I could finally afford to move out on my own and get a place I actually wanted to live, not something that was run down and awful. But now here's the part that threw this over the top for me. I said, wow, I wonder if something's going on over in London that I'm not aware about, because I don't keep up on their news. Now, this is from October 15th, the same day the other story came out. This story came out the 16th, the day after this other report. The bug, first life lost since mid-June. 9 new cases reported in London and Middlesex. And I'm saying that last word funny because of the filters. Middlesex. First since June. So June to August to September to October, 3 months, one life, and now you can't go be personal with people. Guys, here's the thing. I think it's important that you be mindful and be aware of what is going on in your local municipalities, in your laws. But this is the kind of stuff when you hear this news, you have to say, do I have a contingency plan? Do I have any idea what I would do if things continue down this road where the government just continues to get a chokehold over every aspect of your life? I am a libertarian, not a true, like, to the letter of the law libertarian, but I'm a constitutionalist. I believe in the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. I believe the right to free speech. I believe the right to free assembly and to go about my life and live my life no matter what. And if you ask me, hey, can you do this to, you know, make other people feel comfortable and maybe keep things safe? No problem. But the minute you say, oh, now you have to, that's where I have a problem with it. That's instantly where I have the problem with it. Because you don't have that right to, there's no laws that really, now, local municipalities are making these laws, apparently, because they've been given this superseding power. And that's where I say, do you have a contingency plan? Like, if you're not okay with this, do you have a way to bug out? You know, joking around, I have my bus. I'm really taking my time. At this point, I can't go anywhere because gosh knows if there's going to be riots because of the election and the border to Canada is still shut down. So I'm not going to make it to Alaska, probably even by next summer. And I said, you know what? I'm going to just wait till it's a little cooler to continue working on my bus. But there's now part of me that's like, hey, maybe bus living is the best idea. I don't like the laws that are in this area. I pack up and I drive to another area. And then I say, oh, and I don't like the person that got voted in here. I just pack. And when I say pack up, I mean like unplug the hose of water to the side of my rig and start driving down the road and go someplace else. You know, I'm not like some hermit thinking you need to live off in a cave, but there's more and more of this happening, and it's happened so quickly. That's the point that really blows me away. Is this all this, you know, all of this has really happened in the last 3-4 years. And when you're young, that's a large chunk of your life. When you're 22, 23, you go, man, ever since I was in high school, Trump or whoever's been in, you know, Boris Johnson or whoever's been in power, you can say that's a large chunk of your life. But when you're almost 50 years old, you go, that's like nothing. 4 years is less than 10% of my life. And so there's a point where it feels like it's happening fast. Guys, I'm going to leave it there. I just wanted to put this out there. Do you guys have a contingency plan? Do you have something that if the world and things start sliding sideways on you, you have a way to get out or change things or make your life better? Do you have enough money, which is not a lot, to maybe go get a little snag of, you can't buy property, but maybe you could rent a little bungalow down in, I don't know, maybe like the Philippines or Thailand. I don't know, man. But I'm telling you what, I'm keeping my options open because I just don't like where things are going. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my older videos. And oh, make sure you're still subscribed because my subscriber count is dropping off a cliff. I don't know if that's just that people are doing other things and they're not sitting in front of YouTube now that the weather is a little cooler, or if some of you have been unsubbed. So check that. And if you want to join me on the forums and check out some of the posts and my other place to go if I ever get the whack hammer over here is betterbachelor.locals.com. That's it for me, guys. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, have a contingency plan because things, you never know. Things can go sideways pretty quick, it seems.